Hello, fellow movie friends. I'm Lily Percy, and I'm the host of the podcast This Movie Changed Me. I believe that movies have the power to transform us. My own life has been filled with moments spent in theaters and at home, with friends and by myself, learning through and with movies. And now I'm learning what movies have shaped you. So let's travel back in time together. Pause whatever you're doing right now and close your eyes. Think about the first time you saw a movie that changed your life. Where you were, who you were with, and how it made you feel.
Let me think.
Well, I mean, the weird thing is, this is something that I think about pretty much every day.
So the things that popped into my mind were...
College.
You know, I saw The Wiz when I was about 9 or 10 years old.
It was the summer after high school graduation, I think it was.
I remember so clearly sitting in the cinema and looking around at other people thinking, look, over there, there's like a middle-aged lady. She's going to be okay, so you'll be all right. I was in fear of my life.
The energy was so electric. The energy was so amplified.
I remember my eyes kind of welling up, actually, when the mariachi version of the Disney theme started. Like, that's how already emotional I was.
It made me feel seen. For the first time, my sort of experiences just living as a person in the world were being sort of held up as something that was important and interesting and worth exploring.
Those movies that are important in your life, you know, they give you a feeling. And for me, this movie just gives me that feeling that I can do anything.
As a queer kid who was just really coming out, this movie gave shape to the questions that were in me that I didn't know how to give voice to.
That kind of almost out-of-body experience that I had watching The Exorcist was wholly positive because it was a form of transcendence. And there are moments when cinema does that to you.
This Movie Changed Me is back with our second season, starting Tuesday, September 3rd from On Being Studios. I talk to folks about movies like Groundhog Day, Black Panther, Coco, A League of Their Own, and even The Exorcist. To never miss an episode, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and sign up for our newsletter at onbeing.org/TMCM letter. And thank you for helping us build our movie-loving empire.